Alison Bechdel wrote Fun Home almost 10 years ago. It's an autobiography that tells the story of growing up with a difficult father who turns out to be gay. He dies in a car accident that seems very much like a suicide. A few years ago, Fun Home was adapted into a musical. The show made it to Broadway last year. Alison Bechdel speaks at Aspen Words Winter Words Series on Wednesday. I spoke with her last week.
Fun Home has been out for almost 10 years now, and that year you saw it be rated as one of the best books of the year by New York Times and Entertainment Weekly, lots of places, and last year it debuted on Broadway after being an off-Broadway show for a few years. Is obviously you have kind of a year almost to reflect on it now. Was it weird kind of seeing that rapid growth happen?
Yeah, that has been very disorienting and strange. It's something that I have some ambivalence about. Of course, I'm very, very happy about the play. I'm very happy to get recognition, you know, for my work. But it's very strange being like recognized on the street, stuff like that. I've had to really adjust to.
And have you ever had any odd experiences of people seeing you on the street, or is it a good thing for you? I guess, do you enjoy that?
Well, you know. I mean, it first started happening to me long ago, before the play, but very sporadically. And it was always just really, it was like running into an old friend. But now, like, it happens a lot. And sometimes, honestly, it's like, oh, my God, I just want to walk down the street, but I have to stop and talk to someone. Not, you know, mostly I am totally happy to do that. But it is a weird, invasion of privacy, which I never really appreciated before.
And you've also talked about kind of how that happens too, because you draw yourself. You are a character in these books.
Yeah. I don't think it would happen if I weren't a cartoonist and if I didn't have such a sort of distinctive look. Well, actually, that's not, you know, the funny thing is I hear from lots of other middle-aged white lesbians with dark hair who are constantly being asked if they are Alison Bechdel. So it doesn't happen to just me.
Obviously, it's not a new thing for you. It's been a production for a few years now. Was it weird initially seeing a portrayal of your own life on the stage?
It was so freaking weird. I am still struggling to find some way to describe it. Because all the, you know, the words like surreal stuff, those just don't really capture it anymore. And I guess also I've gotten used to it. You know, I've seen the play a bunch of times now. So it's gotten a little diluted somehow, but yes, it was extremely strange, but in a very wonderful way to see my life portrayed on stage by gifted actors and singers. It was like a great gift to me.
And does it make you maybe self-analyze more than you might have already, seeing it kind of like, oh, did I really do that? Or was I that way?
No, I feel like I have a sort of healthy understanding that the character in the play is a character in the play. It's very much based on me. And a lot of stuff is accurate, but it's not really me.
Sure, it's a character. It's, yeah.
Actually, you know, I saw the character develop, the character who Beth plays, this middle-aged cartoonist trying to write about her life. In earlier versions, they had Beth doing something different from what she's doing now. She played a more goofy version of me, like she wore this silly hat, like I often wear in my cold studio. And she was much more like openly insecure about what she was trying to do. And all that stuff fell away too, along with the drawings as the musical evolved. And she, and her character became much more focused, much more, she became like this detective, and she was much more, not confident, but more focused in what she was trying to attain. And her character became very poised in this cool way. And I found myself starting to like admire the character Beth was playing on stage and wanting to be more like that character.
It's kind of weird to me seeing this person be you and not being able, maybe for lack of time or whatever reason, to not get to know that person.
I know. Well, I mean, I don't live in New York, so I'm only down there when we all have these hectic schedules that we have to stick to. We did have one really fun adventure, a sort of extracurricular adventure. Beth and some of the other actors came to my family home in Pennsylvania, the actual house that I grew up in, before they started rehearsing for Broadway, and we had a little get together there. That was really fun.
Are the people that like the musical and the people that like your writing a different group? I assume there's overlap.
I don't have exact statistics, and I know there is a great deal of overlap, but
sure.
There's this whole new world that I'm discovering of people who go to musicals and who can become quite passionate about a particular musical. And that's something I didn't really know about. It's this whole new world.
So you've been making writing comics and writing graphic novels for a while now. Do you think that with your success, you're kind of showing people that it can be, I think a lot of people who write graphic novels have a struggle of having their work being seen as a real art form. You know, it's kind of, I think there's this perception that it's a little bit of an outsider art. Do you think your success has helped people maybe break that stigma?
Well, I mean, a lot, that's an interesting question, because I think a lot of my, like, you know, this high profile I seem to have lately is the result not of my graphic novel, but of the musical. You know, it's this crossover into a more mainstream form that made that happen. So I don't know how much it's doing for graphic novels. I mean, I feel like graphic novels are being taken so much more seriously. Comics are being taken much more seriously than they were when I started doing them in the 1980s. And you know, there's a lot of ways that different cartoonists have crossed over. Harvey Pekar's American Splendor was made into an amazing movie. Mm-hmm. Phoebe Gleckner's amazing book, Diary of a Teenage Girl, was just turned into a movie. There's and Ghost World. You know, there's all kinds of that stuff that have been happening for quite a while. So this is just like another piece of that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's a good wave to be riding then, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not complaining. but you know, being a cartoonist is such a strange life. It's a very kind of isolated sort of work to be doing. You know, I'm around these actors now and I see them all collaborating and hanging out and working in this very public, extroverted way, collaborating with other people. And that's the opposite of what I have done for my whole career. So it's a kind of weird experience.
Was that something maybe that you struggled with when you first met those people? Or was it just something different?
Oh, I feel like I continually struggle with it. I always feel just like a fish out of water. It's like hanging out with, you know, the theater kids at school. I just never know quite what's happening, or I can't joke around in that same way. But it's fun, but it's kind of exhausting.